Thanks so much for tuning in today. Before I jump into the episode, I got some great news for you. We are launching our annual Summer Shred Challenge. This is going to be a 30-day challenge with a $2,000 cold hard cash grand prize alongside other prizes such as an Apple Watch, bonus coaching terms, and just thousands of dollars of other goodies. So if you're looking to level up your journey and get guaranteed results and join a team by having a coach on your side to give you the custom programming, nutrition help, accountability, and oversight to get you to your results faster, there has never been a better opportunity. And we're doing pre-access pricing, so we have a special deal going on just for this challenge. Once again, it's a 30-day challenge. You're going to get support before that this way, and you're going to get support after it to really help you be eligible to be a winner for this challenge. So once again, if you've been teeter-tottering, being like, okay, I'm ready to level up, I want to get in the summer, I need some real stakes, and you're fired up about a challenge, this is your chance.
And with all that being said, all you have to do is click the first link in the description to find out more info. That entire page is going to show you the criteria, what the challenge is all about, some prizes, just some different visuals so you can take a look at that. And all you have to do is fill out the form that's on that page. Just give us a brief description as to what you're striving for, your goals. It'll only take you a few minutes, and that way we can reach out to you as soon as we get your form submission. We'll send out some more details, we'll reach out to you through email, and just get you the results that you finally deserve. So make sure to fill out that form as soon as you're listening to this, before you listen to this entire episode, because spots are limited, and especially with the early bird discounts, they're only set for a certain amount of people, which will fill up super quick. So we can't wait to help some of you awesome people, and we'll be chatting with you soon.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to the Fit, Healthy, and Most of All Happy podcast. I'm your coach and host, Josh, here with
his co-host and co-coach, KG, and I'm in the house.
And this is Motivation Monday. We are here to get you inspired, fired up, motivated, as well as educated, and really just to clear up some of the nonsense that's out there in the fitness industry and really just help direct you to where you can see better results faster in your fitness, your health, and your happiness. And if you're new around here, me and Kyle get very inspired by quotes. So we like to kick it off with some inspiring quotes that really impacted us, that got us thinking, and then we hope we'll also get you thinking just as well. We go into a client shout out, someone who has absolutely crushed it, see what we can learn for them so we can take that, apply it to our journey, and then we answer your questions, the questions submitted by our fantastic community here. And we have some really exciting ones for this episode. So I'm not gonna ramble anymore. Let's kick it off with Mr. Kyle's quote.
My quote for this week is, bet on yourself. If you bet on yourself, you'll never lose. And this is from Greg Plitt. So the other day, Josh sent me a video. It was early in the morning. He's like, man, you have to watch this. And I went down a rabbit hole, and it was honestly just super inspiring. And some people may not know who Greg Plitt is, but he was an amazing, you know, just person for the fitness industry. His motivation still is just helping so many amazing people. You know, RIP to him. He did unfortunately pass away a few years ago, which was super devastating. But, you know, he had been around for a very long time, just an amazing inspiration out there. And I love his quotes. I love what he's all about. I love his videos. And honestly, there's just no chance that you won't be fired up just from listening to him speak and just the videos that he has out there. So I highly encourage you, check it out. I'll send you, in the description below, you can see one of the videos that Josh sent me that was just super inspiring with all his quotes, his speeches, and all that great stuff. But the main point of this quote, and because there were so many to choose from, that I really like this one because it's so simple. Betting on yourself, investing in yourself, even just when it comes to this challenge, like bet on yourself, like you deserve it, especially with this summer coming up. And I just know for a fact it'll pay you back over and over again. And I was just re-listening to an amazing audiobook by Grant Cardone, and I just really liked how he was talking about the different investments that you can make. And I was expecting him to start with different business aspects and real estate. And that was actually at the very end. And the first thing he said was invest in yourself. It'll always pay you back over and over and over again. And I think one of the secrets to mine and Josh's success over the years between all of our transformations, our growth within the business, with fitness, with all that stuff, has just been constantly investing in ourselves. So I really like this. If you're not investing in yourself, I'm willing to bet you you're missing out on some fantastic gains. I highly encourage you, start now. It's not too late. And that's my quote for this amazing Monday.
Yeah, everyone gets super jazzed up about what socks should I buy? What is the best this or that. And once again, like the truly infinite potential of compounding and results is investing in yourself, investing in your knowledge, investing in your health, investing in your ability, doing any of these things. Even good food is a personal investment to your body and your system and your happiness. And it's one thing I've continually found. And I think this comes hand in hand with my quote for this week, which is, everyone is jealous of what you've got. No one is jealous of how you've got it. And this is from Jimmy Carr. And this quote really just hit me because all the time people will come up and say, oh, you got such a great physique. What's the secret? How do you do it? And like when I say, hey, I've been working hard. I've been lifting 13 years. I really make sure to stay consistent. I follow my macros. They're like, oh, no. But what like supplements do you take? Or what are the best exercises? And like, it's so easy to look at that end result, to wish for it, but to not actually understand what goes into it and how to achieve it. And even it's cool too now, obviously, working for ourselves, running this fitness business, running coaching. It's absolutely fantastic and I'm so proud of it. And it's funny though, looking back through the lens of where we started, how we got here, the different challenges that came alongside it. And like, even when we started, I had the opportunity to stay downtown Toronto this weekend, which is actually where I went to school. And then Kyle would come to a lot of my classes and we'd work on Colossus. We'd market our YouTube videos. We'd literally send it to all of our Facebook friends and ask if they'd share it to their walls. We'd be sitting there liking our own videos first, being our first watches. We'd just go in Apple stores and put it on all the computers, put our YouTube videos so they'd get a couple of views and people would perhaps see them. It's pretty funny, like all the crazy weird things we did and like the videos we filmed, the videos that were horrible. People would make fun of us and be like, haha, you're doing your YouTube videos. And it's pretty cool though, because those sums and those times with that imperfect action, that learning, that consistent drive to get better, the navigating the different parts of life, it's cool to see the result that does take place. So similar to this, it's so easy to say like, oh, I want this, I'm jealous of it. But like, you have to ask too, like, what did that person sacrifice? What did they go through to get it? And even for you, I think you can reverse engineer this, where when you want something, you're like, what will it take? How can I trust that? How can I buy into it? And even for me, when I started, I'm like, I will get fit because I'm just going to keep trying. I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to keep getting better. I'm going to keep hitting the drawing board. Same with Colossus, like the different approaches and angles we took. We knew we wanted to help more people and we slowly discovered what that meant more and more. And obviously that directed us to this podcast, directed us past YouTube. It directed us towards coaching, which is my true passion because I love being able to take people that aren't succeeding and teach them how to succeed long term and really apply the struggles I've went through and to avoid that and to get results faster. So I just thought that was a pretty cool quote and it was fun going through memory lane of all the different things we used to do and like being in and around that area. I just did a little nostalgia tour, walked around and all the funny different things, and even the amount of effort we put into social platforms that never existed. Some things work, some things didn't, but if you take that same approach to your fitness journey, you'd be surprised where you can end up.
Yeah, I think it's kind of funny that mine and Josh's quotes go hand in hand, because that was definitely not planned. But I know recently we were talking just about how luck will take place consistently, and it usually just does come from betting on yourself and just really showing up for yourself, right? Because naturally you don't realize, but every time you work out, every time you eat healthy, every time you do something great for yourself, naturally just something happens, such as you feel amazing in your skin, or you just start to, you know, your clothes start to fit a little bit better, and you're wondering like, what did I do different yesterday? Like what just took place that I, you know, is kind of a catalyst to this. And then you don't realize that it's been those weeks, it's been those months of just like showing up consistently. Like you've been actually creating your own luck. And I know a lot of people can relate to this if you have gone through this journey. And for those of you who haven't, like, now's the time. I mean, once again, I don't want to just talk about summer, because we are really in the business of getting people ready for life and just like helping you succeed. But for a lot of people, it's those actions that you do now. It's showing up for yourself. It's getting started now. It's committing that will allow you to just start to see that change for now, but then also it'll compound for the rest of your life. So yeah, you can absolutely create your own luck, and that's just going to start from betting on yourself and investing in yourself.
Awesome. Now we're going to jump into our thoughts. So that was more or less kind of what was on my mind. And I think it's awesome realizing that hard work. And I think no matter where you are in your life, there was something you wanted to achieve, you worked through it, you got there, and you're like, wow, I did this. And I think just keeping that enthusiasm when you start something new, as hard as it can be, and just trusting the process, you'll see that result come through. But that was mainly what was on my mind. I know Kyle has a note here he's excited to share.
Yeah, so this is something I'll trademark or whatever it is I've coined, I think, and it's called the you don't need it principle. So this is a hard one, especially when you're dieting, especially when you're in a fat loss phase, or not even if you're bulking, like this can apply to anyone, but this is something I say to myself a lot, but also others around me, you know, who are also on the same journey. It's kind of funny, but it's also very true. And simply put, when I want something that I don't actually need, I simply just say, I don't need it, right? So even funny story, we were watching the Panthers and Lightning game. I was out of calories. I have a bunch of Quest chips. And one of our buddies was like, oh, you know, maybe I could grab one. And I was thinking, I actually said it out loud. I was like, I could definitely eat right now. It's like 9 o'clock. Like I could have a snack, but I don't need it. And I think this is one thing that's definitely helped me throughout this shred, but also just like overall within fitness and making the right choices is being able to just be fully honest with yourself and say, yeah, it may be nice, it might be appealing. And once again, I'm not against fitting a cookie into the diet and having an ice cream cone. And there are times I'll say, hey, I'm gonna fit it in. But there are more times than not that I'll have to tell myself and just say, honestly, man, like you just don't need it. Like wait another day, the food will be there tomorrow. And I think this is a very important principle because I think sometimes people can either eat way too clean and just always restrict and then struggle. But then a lot of times people, when they have a craving, they're just like instantly give in. And in reality, it can definitely wait. And if you say to yourself, hey, you know, yes, maybe I do want it, but I don't need it. It's a very important mindset shift that I think can help a lot of people. And it's something that I use consistently.
Yeah. And it's so easy to really just think through your decisions. I find that makes it a lot easier because there's like a random chocolate on the counter. You're like, ooh, I'll just go eat this or have one of them. It's like, okay, it's going to make me want more of it. I'm going to go in a rabbit hole. I've had my calories. I don't need it. I feel good. It's going to make me go over my calories, feel bad. And like, just even doing that, you're like, okay, whatever. I'll have one tomorrow. Gives you something to look forward to. And that alone can be really freeing. So I do find like that principle in general is good. And that's where pre-logging is also good. By logging your calories in advance, you'll know, like, do I have the budget to enjoy this to support my goals? And you'll be able to get a more full depiction of what's going on. But I guess for what we're at in our journey, for me, I'm just really excited for the summer challenge. It's such a great opportunity to do something with a community. I always say when you're on your own, it's very hard to get results. When you're with a coach, you're guaranteed to get results. And when you're also with a coach and a community, your results are just going to absolutely explode because you have the micro and you have the macro support you need to see better results faster. And perhaps you don't have people in your life who are there to support you with fitness, health, and happiness and push you forward. Instead, they bring you down and say, why do you go to the gym so much? Why are you eating healthy? Can't you just let back and relax? And people who don't understand where you're at. But even our Facebook group pre-challenge is absolutely amazing. It's just awesome seeing all the protein hacks and different tips and tricks and seeing people come in and say, hey, I'm a nurse, what solutions do you have? And just getting other nurses in there engaged. And I just think it's such a cool opportunity. And I'm still learning too, because you get so many fun tips and tricks. And this challenge is such a great capacity to get started with your coaching journey, as well as have the additional motivation of the challenge and that $2,000 cold hard cash grand prize, which we're really excited about. So definitely don't miss out on it because it's going to be a lot of fun. And like I said, if you want to shred into summer, we're going from May 6th to, I believe, June 3rd. I could be wrong on that, but it will be a month from May 6th, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. And that's really just going to vault you into a successful summer. And then having the coach after that is really going to help you transition out of it intelligently, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. So anything you want to share on the challenge, Kyle?
Yeah. So what I'm going to do right now, if you're watching on YouTube, I'll just put a little screen recording of our amazing community, what they're all about, some of the recipes, just like you don't want to miss out on this. And I know for a fact that most people thrive from, I mean, not most, I'd say like everyone thrives off of having just people around you striving for similar things, different recipes, like just knowing that other people are on the same path as you is like just so, it just feels so good. Whereas a lot of times you may feel like you just don't really fit in and the people around you, like I hear it so often. Some people will say, man, like my childhood friends are so different. I can't fit in. Like they're not on the same journey as me. People at work, especially my family. And here you're going to have so many like-minded individuals. So I'm really excited about that. My challenge with my friend literally ends that day. I was calculating how many pounds I need to lose until then. And I'm like, wait, that's the start of our new challenge. So I love challenges and I just thrive off of them as well. And I know a lot of you will. So excited to have some of you people jump on board. So make sure to send us that message before it's too late and the prices are going to go up.
Awesome. And who is our client shout out this week?
So this week we have Nick White, and he has been working with Coach Jason, down 27.2 pounds. hitting new PRs. He's down over 5 inches in the waist. Another really cool metric is he got his blood work done before and after, and all of his markers are down and they're actually in the ideal range. So as always, posted it on the Instagram. It'll be probably up in a few hours, depending on when you're listening to this, but it's always up on Monday with what he has to say about the program, his tips, his tricks, all that good stuff. But above all, just want to spend some time shouting him out. I mean, once again, like I really like obviously the hitting the new PRs, like personal records, down inches in the waist. But I really like what Jason had said about him at the end was just like his blood tests are so much better. And a lot of people don't realize, for those of you who have gone through a killer transformation, you probably will be able to relate, but every area of your life becomes better. Your confidence levels, your interactions with others. A lot of times, you know, your kids, just the way that you have your more energy, the way you can keep up with them more. Here, obviously, the blood test, just your longevity. You're going to put years onto your life. So do not wait to get started on your journey. I really encourage you, take action now, start showing up, make no excuses. And 6 months from now, even 3 months from now, like 30 days from now, you can accomplish so many incredible things. You just have to start now. Don't wait until next week after someone's birthday. Don't wait until a month from now because your job's super busy and you're in finance or whatever it is. Like, get started now. You will not regret it. And yeah, good job, Nick. And we're so proud of you here.
Yeah, once again, message us the keyword challenge. Message us personally. We will get back to you to @ClossFit, @ClossFit. Stop struggling. Let's start shredding. Let's help you lose that fat, gain that muscle. Now into your questions. And this is a fun one because there's been a lot of talk of different people wanting to hybrid train. And if you don't know what that is, essentially it's where you want to have good cardio. You want to be active with running, cycling, swimming, most typically running. So perhaps you're training for a 5K, 10K, 20K, but you also want to be strong. You want to bodybuild and you want to look good. You want to make sure you're putting on muscle. So the direct question was, I'm training for a 5K and I want to run at a decent pace. In brackets, I'm not a runner, but I also have strength and aesthetic goals. How can I best manage strength training and running? So I'll pass this one over to Kyle.
So yeah, this is a fantastic question. It seems like this is getting a lot of, it's just being pumped out a lot. I've just seen it a lot on Instagram where so many people are wanting to run, lift, and just get better at both of them. So there's a lot to consider. I talked about this probably years ago, as I've definitely undergone this myself, having gotten ready for a marathon and ultra marathon relay while strength training. I made sure to do 4 strength training sessions a week. I still tried to do 5, but sometimes I would bring it down a little bit. But there's so much to consider here. Now, where a lot of people struggle, and you know, one of my first tips here is you really have to try to separate the time in which you do your run and your workouts. And this was one of my biggest strategies. I would always put into a calendar. I mean, I'll give you a bunch of different tips as well, but these are the things that worked for me. There would be sometimes I'll never forget on a Saturday, we were heading down to a place, Niagara Falls, which isn't too far from us, but I remember we had a busy day ahead. And I remember just on a Saturday getting up around like 4:45 a.m. to get out there for my long run. And so one of the biggest tips here I have just in general for most people is to try to separate it as much as you can. So what I would do is I would try to do on a Tuesday, you know, my run super early, and then my lift would be later on. So that way it gives you a bit of a split up so they're not back to back. Another thing, yeah, once again, is just putting in the calendar. I find it's where a lot of people do struggle. But to give you some more like tangible tips, and especially when it comes to running, is you actually really want to keep your mileage and how much you're running at an easy pace. And I have something written down here where it says running too hard too often is one of the most common mistakes new runners make. And it's actually just, it's what you're used to, right? So you're used to pushing in the gym, you're used to pushing the, you know, bench press hard, deadlift hard, squatting, all that stuff. You're used to killing yourself in the gym and you haven't actually learned to slow it down and take it easy. So this is one of the hardest things for myself to have learned over the years of just doing different 5K races, 10K races, all that stuff. So there's so many different things to consider here, but one of the best and easiest things to focus on is just being able to have a conversation when you are running. So whether you're doing your mileage of 5 miles or 5 kilometers or whatever metric you use, you should still, for the most part, be able to just have a conversation. And even myself, I would always have a number on the top of my head, like I need to be below 5 minutes per kilometer or else it's a fail, right? And once I started to learn, especially from my past coaches, they're like, man, you should be actually slowing it down in order to just get better. Like sometimes they would say slow is fast. And that's something that you don't really think about when you're running because you're always trying to hit a new PR. You're always comparing it to what you're, and when I say PR, it's personal record. You're always trying to compare it to what you've done in the past. And when you start to detach yourself, like I would actually start to not look at the time and just go by feel. And it was so much better. My recovery was better. I was improving. I was able to increase my total volume for the week because I wasn't killing myself each time. So long story short is more miles will obviously be beneficial at a slower pace. You know, even trying to get yourself up to one long run per week, which is around 25% of your weekly mileage. So there'd be times I would be doing about, let's say 70 kilometers per week. My long run, which would be at the end of the week when I'm done all my lifting, when I'm done everything and I have a day to recover afterwards, would be around that 25 kilometer mark, which was just perfect, right? Because it would allow me to just build up my endurance, recover well, do it at a nice slow pace. I can talk, I can listen to a podcast. And yeah, there's a lot of things to consider here, but those are kind of the things that are on the top of my head. Hopefully that helps you in some way or another.
Yeah. And once again, I don't have a ton of experience with running since probably middle school when I did like track and field events. But one thing I will say, managing like obviously heavy lifting for me, powerlifting, and still doing cardio activities. Obviously, I do a lot of walks. I will play different sports. I'll do different events. I've had a lot of success splitting up that time. So even where I think I've gone wrong in the past and the time I have done running is I would always like lift and then do it immediately after when I'm wiped, and it would just make it miserable and make you hate it. And I think if you can really split up that time in the day, it gives you time to refresh and feel good. Similar to if people do two-a-days for lifting. I'm not a big fan of two-a-days myself, but I do think if you have those hybrid goals, that is definitely good advice to try and spread it out where possible, as opposed to like just doing 2 hours of straight intense craziness. Obviously, making sure to refeed, eating the appropriate amount of calories for the task you're doing. And once again, obviously utilizing like carbs and glycogen to supply your muscles and just being mindful of your aesthetic goals as you go alongside that. Obviously, this question was a lot more relatable where a 5K isn't too daunting. I know most people could do a 5K just right now. Obviously, doing it at a great pace is a different story. Obviously, if you're doing a run walk, I mean, we could all probably walk 5K, I'd like to hope. And I understand some people can't. But once again, I think you have to calibrate what your goals are, what your priorities are. If your priorities are more running than their aesthetic, obviously having that be your focus and then having the aesthetic goals be secondary. Whereas if it's the opposite and you're really more fixated on lifting, like obviously being mindful of the timing of that and really emphasizing what you're trying to emphasize first and foremost, instead of spreading it out and just kind of trying to be jack of all trades, master of none. So I think that was a really good question with a fantastic response. And I'm excited for the next question, which is, how many calories should I be eating a day and what is the best way to navigate this? So I get asked this quite often and people will say, hey, like I have no idea. You guys are always talking about calories. Where do I start? I've never tracked. I have no idea what to do. So I recommend using like MyFitnessPal. There are other great logging apps. If for some reason you want to use a different one, please feel free. I have no relationship with MyFitnessPal and I think their paid is absolutely not worth it. So I just want to start there, but their free services are excellent. They have pretty nice built-in calculators that you're welcome to use. Chances are they will be pretty incorrect, but at least we're starting with something. So don't take that as gold. They might make your calories super high based on how you answer the questions. They might make them super low and you're starving. This is just a starting goal. You can also go ahead and use TDE calculators. If you just Google that, you'll find it. There's a ton of them, which is basically total daily energy expenditure. And this will give you some basic idea of where you should be at for calories. Now, with this, start in this number. Some people recommend being like 10 to 20% plus or minus of this number to start out, hover in that range. I recommend using this number as gold, but starting till you're satisfied. So try to eat in there. And if you're like, I can eat this till I'm satisfied, I'd recommend keeping that number for 3-4 days or so and see how your weight responds. So that's where I like daily weigh-ins. If your weight really starts sinking like crazy and you're starving, chances are that number's way too low and I would beef it up. And that's where some people say, well, the calculator's gold. I'm dying. I can't do this. And sometimes too, the calculator will tell you to eat way more and you're like, I'm stuffed. I don't want to eat this much. Don't just go eating to that. Like start to that point of satisfaction and use this as a concept to kind of say, oh, this is more or less where I want to be. So if you think of that scale, hungry, satisfied, full, start in around that satisfied. And theoretically, your maintenance, you should be just satisfied. So you'll be nice and full from meals, but not stuffed. That's the big difference between full and stuffed. And I see bulking as more of a full metric, where if I'm bulking, I'm like, oh, I got to eat more food. Like that is to me being very full. Whereas generally when I am at maintenance, my weight's hovering the same. I'm getting just enough calories I need to support what I'm doing, to lift, to do all these things. So that is where you can use that scale. Then week after week, you can make intelligent changes to make sure you are supporting your goal. So if you want to cut, you can bring those calories down. And if you don't bring them down an appropriate amount, you won't see a weight drop. And this is where it gets a little bit more technical. And these are the things, of course, me and Kyle help out with. But you can absolutely use these measures and these scales to play from that number and to know more or less where you're at. And also especially to begin by finding your maintenance. And where it gets super, super nuanced is you might have said, I know my maintenance. It was 3,500 calories last year, but you've been cutting all year. Chances are your hormones are pretty suppressed. You're at a different state. You have different muscle base. Perhaps your maintenance could be 2,600. There are adjusted maintenances for different phases of your life. The other problem too is if you actually take in your active energy expenditure, that can greatly vary. My maintenance could be one thing, and then my maintenance, obviously through exercise, would be very different. If I go, hey, I'm going to train for a marathon, I'm going to run every day, it's going to be a very different beast. So this is where it does get more technical than I'd like it to. And I know some people can self-regulate, but once again, having done this for 10 plus years with thousands of individuals, I have a great eye for this. And I'm just able to know pretty exactly where to be at and really to make calculated changes. But that is the gist. You should be able to apply that. Once again, I'd love to just do it for you so you're not spending all your time worrying about this. Let me worry about this. This is my specialty. And once again, we got that challenge. So message us that keyword challenge to us on Instagram at ColossusFit. Anything you want to add there, Kyle?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to talk about a few common mistakes I see within this. And there's actually three of them. The first one would be the people who say, oh, I'm not losing weight. A lot of the times they're just, I know Josh mentioned this, but I see it happen so often. They're not putting the numbers in properly and they're actually not calculating the average. And I just think it's so, so important that you do this because some people will say something along the lines of that. And then I look and I'm like, man, like you've actually lost 2 pounds this week on average just because you've gone up one day. That doesn't really mean a whole lot. So number one mistake is just simply not paying attention to that. And that's where we're able to come in and say, hey, trust the process, keep showing up, you're good to go and it'll pay off. The other thing is that it's hard to get the proper data when you're being super inaccurate. So they'll consistently go out, they'll keep up their regular habits, they'll put everything into MyFitnessPal, but they're just not being honest. So, you know, for example, let's say you go to a cool taco joint and you put a 200 calorie chicken taco and you don't really realize there's actually all these extra sauces, all these extra oils, all these things. The data is actually inaccurate because you think that you're having this amount of calories, and yes, you can decrease them a little bit and you'll start to probably see some change, but it's really hard when you're not being fully accurate within that. And that's something obviously very important to consider. And the last thing is just not giving it enough time. There's so many people out there who will be like, okay, you know, I've logged in my calories, I've weighed in a few days and I'm still the same, but they haven't given it 1 to 3 weeks time frame to actually really see that change take place and to give enough metrics to actually, you know, start to compare against. So those are three common mistakes I see within that I see just a lot of people struggling with that I wanted to add on here.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome responses there. I do hope that helped. And once again, the key thing is just start tracking, start figuring it out, get serious about it. And like, this is one thing you can do that will greatly, 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 I said it 3 times, but so you know it's serious, improve your results. So definitely don't miss out by not doing this. Final question we have for today is, how can I get more toned? In particular, I want to have less arm fat and really see those arms tone up. So toned is a really tough word. Like toned is very hard to quantify what it is, but I think most people would agree it's the concept of having a low enough body fat in some muscular definition to be visible. And I know people will use the word tone over muscular because that's their way of saying, I don't want bulging muscles, I don't want striations, I don't want my veins popping like crazy. Most often you will see the tone word come from females, or for men with abs, I find usually it's somewhere in that bucket. And what tone essentially is, to that point, I think from that definition we just had, we can start making constructive application of how to get it. The goal is to have less fat so we can see our muscles more clearly and to build out our muscles. And I can tell you right now, if you want to get super muscular, veiny, striated, it's going to take a lot of work, a lot of lifting heavy, and you don't really need to worry about that unless you have the world's most insane genetics. And if you did, you could just lift less. But for most people, I would recommend really getting in the gym, pushing yourself. I think you might be surprised at how you don't turn into the Hulk after a few days of heavy lifting or training hard. And you'd be surprised to say, wow, I have more muscle. muscle tone. And having full muscle bellies actually makes you look better. So that's what's actually going to take away that look of fat. It's going to remove that effect of cellulite. It's going to do all these great things. That's really going to produce tone, definition, and shape to your body. And that is what is going to make a world of difference. And as you do this, as you take away fat, you can really build an amazing toned body. And if you do level out these things, you truly remove a lot of fat, you add muscle, you'll find you're at this crossroads where we're going to look really lean, really good. But if you want to be truly muscular, you would need to enter a dedicated bulk phase anyway. So quite simply, lose fat, gain muscle. Best way to gain muscle, obviously training hard, being on a dedicated routine. Losing fat is being in a deficit, making sure you're getting enough protein to support that, staying consistent, taking care of stress, sleep, all those other factors. We actually will be doing a fantastic episode on Thursday that I'm really excited about. It's called Not Making Progress, Break Plateaus Easily with These Tips. And we're actually going to get really in depth into different things that can hold you back from seeing progress. So I definitely do want to encourage you to tune in Thursday. That is all I have for the tone question. What do you got, Kyle?
Yeah, I mean, really just staying consistent with it is obviously the biggest thing with the, especially with the strength training, the eating. Once again, I do see a lack of patience is a hard thing that a lot of people struggle with, especially when you are trying to do both at once. It does take usually a little bit longer. I can assure you, you know, especially with our challenge that's going to be taking place, there will be a lot of tightening and toning and losing body fat while building muscle taking place. You know, I'm stressing this here, and I know Josh is, because we know for a fact so many people will succeed from this and really just get on the right routine. But I think, once again, I've been spending time talking about kind of the mistakes of some of these things, because I feel like when we know what to avoid, we know what to look out for, and like you start to notice different trends. And as I pay attention to mistakes, I see it happen very, very often. But I think even for a lot of females, they'll make the mistake of just thinking they need to be doing like tons and tons of reps with like lightweight. That's just like a common misconception. They're kind of scared to lift heavier. They're scared to, you know, do a heavy set of six on squats and, you know, bench press or just really anything, because they see that and they think, similar to what Josh was saying before, that they're going to just get so jacked like this crazy steroided out bodybuilder. But, and then they're just doing like 2.5 pounds on a tricep pushdown, like trying to tone it for like 30 reps. And that's just not going to do anything. So, I mean, we can talk about the different workout strategies and the workout tips, but the truth is, like, what I'll leave you with here is just really pushing yourself to the point where you have a couple reps left in the tank. So using tricep pushdowns as an example, I challenge you, and Coach Jason actually shared this on one of our meetings the other day. He said he's been challenging some of his clients with this. He said, pick an exercise that's safe, push yourself till failure just to see what that's like. Tricep pushdown is a good example because your form won't break down as easily. The risk of injury is very low. And that starts to give you the idea of what failure actually looks like. And you can start to apply that to other movements. Now, you don't want to be going till failure and killing yourself on deadlifts and squats, but you do want to leave yourself pushing yourself a couple reps left in the tank, and do that for the most part, 6 to 12 reps for most exercises. Some of them will do 15 reps. And you do that with enough volume, with enough of the right movements, obviously the right training protocol, you will start to see that toning and that tightness come in, along with some great nutrition, which will be around a slight calorie deficit, like Josh was talking about for question number two. So yeah, hopefully that makes sense. And that's all I have for that one.
Yeah, fantastic response there. And once again, if you want to get better results faster, lose more fat, gain more muscle, be beach ready for summer, and enter our challenge, there has never been a better time. Pre-access pricing, you are worth it. You deserve this. Just go ahead and message me on Instagram with the keyword challenge to my Instagram at ColossusFit, ColossusFit. And I can't wait to get back to you on how I'm going to help you level up. So thanks for tuning in today. We'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.